Even after their first Thanksgiving together, Clarence Harrison and his new wife, Yvonne, are still trying to take it all in.
Well, it was like she didn't know it. Still didn't seem real to her. And what she realized still doesn't seem real to me, because when Thanksgiving, I'm still saying, if you don't fix my tray, and she don't like to hear me say that, you know.
He'll just start laughing because I say, fix your what? He said, oh, I'm sorry. He said, sometimes seem like I'm still back in. But he do catch himself from time to time.
Clarence Harrison was exonerated in large part due to the work of the Georgia Innocence Project. Typically, Innocence Projects use the tiniest samples of DNA to help clear their clients.
It's the final look at the last piece of evidence.
Amy Maxwell is a 17-year criminal defense lawyer and the executive director of the Georgia Innocence Project. To date, Innocence Projects like the Georgia Innocence one have helped free over 150 prisoners across the United States. Harrison is the fourth one from Georgia. And right now, it seems there is a great demand for the services of Georgia Innocence.
Well, we have received 1,700 letters for assistance, but we have a very, very, very strict screening process. We have only accepted 7 clients.
7 might not seem like much, but you have to consider the pace in which a request like this moves. The prisoner writes in, a case file is made up, law school interns, the backbone of Georgia Innocence, do the research. Then they present their findings to a legal advisory board, and only if the case is successfully argued can they proceed.
And then if it looks like a good case, then we begin looking for the DNA evidence, which means we file open records requests, we get the entire police file, the entire district attorney's file, and everything that GBI has.
Up until 2003, the courts could have thrown away any evidence at any time after a hearing. One of the first things Georgia Innocence did was to help to develop what would become known as Senate Bill 119, which requires evidence to be preserved for 10 years and the entire time in death penalty cases.
If we can't find the evidence, and let me tell you, we go down to the courts and we look through everything we can look through, and we stand there while the DA looks through their files. If we can't find the evidence, then we're going to try to see what else we could do for these folks, because, you know, it's just not fair.
What happens when you're working with a district attorney and you literally are standing watching over his shoulder? Are they frustrated with the attention that you're giving to a case that in their mind maybe was already solved?
I don't think anyone really likes to have their work checked over, and there is a little bit of that with some district attorney's offices, but for the most part, they understand that this is not an isolated incident, that it's important to look at all of this for justice.
The Harrison case for Georgia Innocence is in contrast to the first case that they filed for a Valdosta prisoner who was, with DNA evidence, actually found to be guilty. And it was from that point that the Georgia Innocence Project seemed to be more cautious with Harrison.
You may not want this test. You know, if it comes back and it's bad, it's going to hurt you.
And I told her, I said, well, when you get a test on, you can go on and celebrate. I said, that'll be for you.
When the test came back, I went down to see him and told him, and he didn't react very much. And I said, Mr. Harrison, this is good news. He goes, Amy, I always knew the answer.
But I thought that the test result should have been for her, because she needed that, you know, and it would help her, you know, to go back into believing other people, because it's like she had to stop believing.
So that made me feel great. I mean, it was a wonderful thing. He already knew the results.
And that result also led to his full exoneration, done in record time, just 7 days from when the DNA results came back. The decision of the DeKalb County DA to release Harrison was unexpected. Harrison walked into court that day a prisoner and out a free man.
You're happy, but yet you're kind of scared, and then you're also unsure. You've been in there, you ain't prepared for this day, you don't know what to expect. 20 years been gone, so when I walk out that door, what I'm going to expect, how I'm going to expect, you know, when I talk to my family member, how I'm going to react to being free, not in prison, but free, you know.
And adjusting to that freedom is not always easy for Harrison. There's the realization that he was in prison for 17 years because a mistake was made. And while he's trying to forgive, he's still not sure how to come to terms with spending all those years behind bars. When asked if his life is now normal, he's not sure what to say.
What you call norms, I don't quite know what that is. Or it's family and thing. I spend as much time with him, but there's some things that probably need working with.
Christmas this year will be understandably different for Harrison, but not just for the obvious reasons of family and friends. Last Christmas, Harrison was in solitary confinement for having two radios when inmates are only allowed one. He was locked away in a 6-by-12-foot jail cell known as The Hole.
Last Christmas for me was, I was in a hole last Christmas. I forgot I was in a hole. I was just isolated from the rest of the population of the prison. I was just by me, by myself.
But this Christmas, he won't be alone. He'll be surrounded by family and friends, as his wife Yvonne explains.
Most likely we'll spend it with our family and each other. Probably his favorite dishes we'll have for Christmas dinner, and probably exchange gifts with family members and just enjoy each other and be thankful that this Christmas is our first Christmas together that we can actually enjoy.
From here, Clarence and his wife are still working on adjusting to other things, though, like learning how to drive a car, use a computer, and Clarence just recently learned how to operate a cell phone. And the Georgia Innocence Project says their hope is that the state legislature will find a way to compensate Mr. Harrison. David Baraswain, WABE News.